नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
This evening we're reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 11, entitled The Universal Form, text number 14. Tathasa Vishmaya Vishto.
Tathasa Vishmaya Vishto.
Tathasa Vishmaya Vishto.
Tathasa Vishmaya Vishto.
Krishna Roma Dhananjayaha.
Krishna Roma
Dhananjayaha.
Krishna Roma Dhananjayaha.
Pranamya Shirasa Devam.
Pranamya Shirasa Devam.
Pranamya Shirasa Devam.
Pranamya Shirasa Devam.
Kritanjalir Abhasata.
Kritanjalir Abhasata.
Kritanjalir Abhasata.
Kritanjalir Abhasata.
Tataha.
Thereafter.
Saha. He. Vismaya avishtaha. Being overwhelmed with wonder. Hrishtaroma. With his bodily hairs standing on end. Due to his great ecstasy. Dhananjayaha Arjuna Pranamya offering obeisances Shirasa with the head Devam to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krita Anjalihi with folded hands Abhasata began to speak. Translation. Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head to offer obeisances and with folded hands began to pray to the Supreme Lord. Responsively, please repeat. Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head
to offer obeisances
and with folded hands
began to pray to the Supreme Lord.
Report by Srila Prabhupada. Once the divine vision is revealed, the relationship between Krishna and Arjuna changes immediately. Before, Krishna and Arjuna had a relationship based on friendship. But here, after the revelation, Arjuna is offering obeisances with great respect and with folded hands, he is praying to Krishna. He is praising the universal form. Thus, Arjuna's relationship becomes one of wonder rather than friendship. Great devotees see Krishna as the reservoir of all relationships. In the scriptures, there are 12 kinds of relationships mentioned, and all of them are present in Krishna. It is said that he is the ocean of all relationships exchanged between two living entities, between the gods, or between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Here Arjuna was inspired by the relationship of wonder. And in that wonder, although he was by nature very sober, calm, and quiet, he became ecstatic. His hair stood up, and he began to offer his obeisances to the Supreme Lord with folded hands. He was not, of course, afraid. He was affected by the wonders of the Supreme Lord. The immediate context is wonder. His natural loving friendship was overwhelmed by wonder, and thus he reacted in this way. Tathasa Vishmaya Vishto Hrishtaroma Dhananjaya pranamya shirasa devam kritanjalir basata. Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head to offer obeisances and with folded hands began to pray to the Supreme Lord. So this is, there are different reasons why people approach Krishna. Of course, there are chatur vidhavajante mam jana sukritino arjuna, those in search of wealth, those who are curious, those who are in distress, and those who are in search of knowledge. So Krishna is Bhagavan, Sat Aishvarya Purna. He's complete in all six opulences. He's the possessor of all the six opulences: beauty, strength, wealth, fame, knowledge, and renunciation. So when one appreciates Krishna's opulences, he may have a feeling of awe and reverence. In fact, there are sampradayas that worship Krishna in that way. The Ramanuja Sampradaya, they worship Krishna in his Vishnu form and they marvel at his greatness. And they have no deeper idea than God as great. In fact, all the major religions of the world teach Allahu Akbar, God is great. But that is a kind of external relationship with God, awe and reverence, to serve God because of his opulences. And the gopis even rejected that. When they were looking for Krishna after Krishna disappeared from the rasa dance, and they were wandering here and there in the forest of Vrindavan, and they came across Vishnu, four-armed Vishnu, they offered their obeisances. They were respectful, but then they petitioned, "Did you see Krishna? Which way did Krishna go? Could you point out his path?" They weren't really interested in staying there and being satisfied with Vishnu worship, because they had tasted a more personal, intimate relationship with Krishna, and nothing else would satisfy them. So here also, Arjuna, he was Krishna's friend. Now, by virtue of the fact that he was born into Krishna's family, and or as a relative of Krishna, and by virtue of the fact that they were roughly the same age, Krishna was, you know, a little older, but still they were roughly the same age, and they did a lot of things together. Therefore, they were friends. But at a certain stage in the second chapter, Arjuna gets bewildered and he says, "Karpanya dosho pahata swabhavaha prichami tvam dharma samudra cheta." My mind is reeling. I'm in an ocean of despair. I don't know. Yachchayasyan nischitam bruhitan me. I don't know what to do. Therefore, sishyas teham shadimam tvam prapanam. I'm surrendering to you. And Prabhupada at that time also comments that before they were lying together on the same couch, they were joking with one another, slapping one another on the back, or whatever friends do, eating together. Now the relationship had changed. Although they were still the same Krishna and the same Arjuna in a relative context as family members, but Arjuna decided that he needed a teacher, he needed someone to guide him, and he knew no better person than Krishna. He had not exactly understood Krishna's position. On the surface, of course, he's Krishna's eternal associate, so how can he not understand? But for this particular pastime, it appeared that Arjuna had not yet understood that Krishna was Adi Guru. He's accepting him as Guru, but he did not know that he was the origin of everything. So Krishna gradually, in the first six chapters, Krishna sends Arjuna a cell phone, and I don't know why these things are allowed in class. They really break up. You know, we might as well have sentence by sentence translation or something. And between each sentence we can have time for cell phone talks and confirmed. I'm going to get one of those EMF, you know, electromagnetic force machines that I can zap all power and current anywhere in the area. You know, when they send an atomic bomb, it has an EMF force that shuts down all electrical appliances and immediately get shut off. I'm going to have it. Anyway, where was I? What were we talking about? Something about Krishna or something. So Arjuna here, after seeing the universal form, he realizes that you are the original Bhagavan. And Bhogaisvarya Prasaktanam, people do get bewildered by opulence, because we become attracted to the opulence. And we forget that behind the opulence is the Supreme Lord. Every day people look up at the sun and see the beauty of the sun, or the beauty of the moon. And they appreciate that beauty and use it for their own sensuous pleasure, either in some sensual sexual exchange or something like that. But if they would see the same moon and think that there is Krishna, there's the beauty of Krishna, they'd be in a whole different universe, whole different consciousness. But they don't have that vision. Their eyes are not trained. And it's a question of training. Like someone is the managing director of a big factory, and all the employees there addressed every year by the chairman, by the owner. He gives them bonuses. There's a newsletter sent around every month with the message from the chairman. And all the employees are trained in the idea that we are getting a job and we are getting our salary by the mercy of the chairman. So even when the chairman is not there in the company, they see that this is the chairman's company. They feel his orders there. The higher authorities, the hierarchy in the factory, they're always giving orders on the authority of the chairman. Notices are posted on the bulletin board, signed by the chairman and managing director. And it's a question really of training. And once you get into the habit, it's a lot like a habit. Habits are not permanent. Habits, good habits, can be trained. And once you get into the habit of attending the morning program, chanting your 16 rounds, eating only Krishna prasadam, in the beginning it is something that you do because you have theoretically accepted that this is a process and I'm submitting myself to the process. You accept that it's potential, it has potential, it sounds like there's benefit there, there's value. I can participate in this and I will gradually grow in my awareness and appreciation of God. And acharyas in the past have told me this. I'm seeing that there are some advanced people who are doing this. So I'll take a chance. I'll try it. When you get into the habit, formerly you used to be in a habit of sleeping 8-10 hours a day, used to be in a habit of eating all different things at different times during the day, not really caring much for the quality of it or the sanctity of it or who you were blessed by getting that food, who you were depending on. You weren't interested in any of that. You just paid your money and got your horse burger and that was it, you know. But when you're trained, gradually you begin to see the value. And then it becomes very natural to you. It becomes like, how could I have ever lived like that? But you never would have come to that conclusion unless you had tried to change your old habits. So people get bewildered by the material opulence, but they must be trained to see that whatever opulence is there in the world, it is Krishna's opulence. Shabda ke parusham nashu. I am the sound in ether. I am the ability in man. I am the cause of everything. I am the source of everything. In the 10th chapter, there's a complete description of Krishna's wonderful opulences. So, Arjuna was not only awestruck, but his hairs began to stand on end. And he wasn't even a member of some crazy cult either. He didn't have, what do they do to get their hair to stand up like that? Do they put glue on it? Huh? Sugar? It's sugar. And what happens? They get together with some girl and the girl licks the sugar or something. He's a sweet boy they literally have sugar in their hair. I never knew that. You learn something new every day. But Arjuna was just so impressed that his first idea was to get up and go and welcome Purnachanda. Should we go up? How do you go? I release you all. Any questions to the class? Okay.